Debbie Reynolds has been in show business from the time she was a young ingenue to now when she's a grande dame. Or should that be Great Dame? More than 60 years, beginning with a duet called Abba Dabba Honeymoon, and as current as the film she has coming out later this year with Matt Damon and Michael Douglas. Debbie Reynolds has made legendary films, including Singin' in the Rain with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor, and big hits like The Unsinkable Molly Brown, for which she was nominated for an Academy Award. Her foot and handprints are preserved at Grauman's Chinese Theater. She's had three marriages that gave her a great son and daughter, but as she says in her new book, she's kissed a lot of frogs. And she knows what it's like to have your personal life thrown open in the headlines like a cheap suitcase. Debbie Reynolds' new book is a memoir, Unsinkable. And Debbie Reynolds joins us. The former Miss Burbank joins us from Beverly Hills. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. My goodness, that's quite an introduction.
Well, I'd say you're due a great introduction. You've had quite a life. Let me get something out of the way first.
Okay.
Everybody's going to want me to ask you about Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
Or more to the point, Eddie Fisher and Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, I don't keep them together because yes, they've gone their separate ways now anyway. Eddie, you know, left with Elizabeth many, many years ago. We were married about 5 years, I think it was, when he decided to take a hike. And with Elizabeth, and we were good friends because we were at MGM Studios and school together, and we were friends.
Mike Todd was married to Elizabeth Taylor. You were good friends, Eddie Fisher, and you and Mike Todd.
Yes, Mike Todd, unfortunately, had a terrible plane crash. Yeah. And then when Mike died, she left with Eddie, so my husband did console her. Very well, I'm sure. And then she met Richard Burton, as everybody knows. It's many years ago, of course. People don't really care anymore, but everybody read about it in its day, and they kind of want to know the inside story. And the inside story is true. It's just he's not a strong enough personality for Elizabeth, who preferred her men to be, well, Richard Burton. He was pretty gorgeous. I warned Eddie that she'd kick him out in a year and a half, and that's exactly what happened, which gave me at least a little comfort.
Well, and of course, I have heard over the years that you, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth Taylor became friends.
Yes, we decided, being bright girls, we would get over the problems that existed, and we sent each other a note saying, let's move on with our life, and let's get onto the happy side. And then to the end of her life, we were together. I mean, together doesn't mean everyday lunch, you know. I'm not a lunch girl, and neither is Elizabeth. But as far as being friends, we were, yes.
Let me ask you about a few movies. Then,
yes.
Then we'll get back to your
made
personal
a lot of pictures.
Singing in the Rain, was that a tough shoot?
Oh, a very tough shoot because, you see, Gene Kelly is the choreographer as well as the star, and he was a great dancer, so everything was hard. And I had to learn all of that in 6 months, and I had never danced before. So I had to keep up with the boys, but I did it. God was with me, and I learned a great deal from Mr. Kelly.
Fred Astaire helped you out, too.
Fred Astaire was the sweetest man, other than Jimmy Stewart. And I was crying under the piano on one of my breaks. My feet were killing me, and my back was like it was broken. After all, I was only 17, and Fred Astaire came by, and he reached down. He said, now, who is that? And I said, oh, it's Debbie. And he said, what are you crying about? What are you sniffling about? So I said, well, this is too hard. It's just too hard. I think I should quit. He said, you never quit, and dancing is hard, and there is no easy way. If you want to be good, you have to suffer through it. And he invited me in to watch him rehearse. Nobody got to watch him dance, and he let me watch him until he was just red in the face. Then it showed me even the greats find it hard to be really excellent, but you have to keep striving.
You made a film called The Tender Trap with Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Frank Sinatra gave you some advice about Eddie Fisher, I gather.
Well, Frank Sinatra always gave people advice. Well, everybody did everything his way. He was the boss. But one day he said to me while we were shooting, he said, let's have lunch. And he called me Sweetie for some reason. He liked that name, Sweetie. And he said, "Now, I know you're engaged to Eddie, but I don't want you to marry a singer because none of us are faithful, and he won't be, and I'm not. We're just awful," he said. "So don't do it." And of course, I didn't mind him, and I had a lot of problems because I didn't mind him. But, you know, Eddie and I were very young and very much in love at the time, but I guess he falls in and out of love.
May I ask you about your marriages again? You were married to two men of means who, I won't try and dress this up, who robbed you.
Well, it's hard to dress up scoundrels, isn't it?
With respect, Miss Reynolds.
Yes. How dumb can you be?
Took the words out of my mouth.
I don't know. I guess. I really can't give you an answer other than to say financially. I'm very Victorian. I believe the man is supposed to run the business downtown and the woman takes care of the family uptown. I always turn my money over to the husband. Shows you how dumb you are. And that's why I don't date or go out, and I would never marry again.
You've just finished this film with Michael Douglas, Matt Damon, Rob Lowe, the Liberace film, much awaited, that's coming out sometime this year.
Yes.
Are you happier when you're working?
Well, I'm working all the time. I've never stopped working, and I'm in the theater, as you know. I work nightclubs, and I've had a little illness, so I haven't been as active. I'm still as busy, you know, with shows like yourself, calling and asking about Elizabeth, which is always a pain.
It's in the book. I wouldn't have asked if, you know, that's your personal business, but you did put it in this book.
Oh, of course I put everything. I'm just out there. I don't care. But I did love making this movie. This is a really good picture. They dwell a lot on sex, which I didn't love, but you know, it is part of any single man's life. But he was a great entertainer, great pianist, and a good friend, and a wonderful person. So I enjoyed playing his mother. And she was from Poland, and so I did an accent because I knew her in person in life. And I put a prosthetic nose on so I could look just like her. I think everyone will enjoy it. Just close your eyes at some scenes that are kind of sexy.
Okay. Do you have a song you've sung over the years that you identify with?
Well, I sing Tammy in my act always because people ask me to sing it. Away, away, come away with me, where the grass grows wild and the winds blow free. Away, away, come away with me. Now that's "I'll Build You a Home in the Meadow," which was from "How the West Was Won." And Tammy's a little like that. I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. So you get two songs for one.
Boy, I love to hear you sing, Miss Reynolds.
Well, thank you very much, and I've had a wonderful visit with you.
Debbie Reynolds, her new book, Unsinkable.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
What was your favorite Debbie Reynolds movie or song? You can tweet us at NPR Weekend or NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
In love, does my lover feel?